You're listening to Morning Ireland. It is 7:51 and Gail Conway has the business news.
Thanks, Justin. A new consumer survey shows that 3 in 4 people prefer buying through websites rather than social media platforms, while almost 3 in 5 say they're more likely to buy from a retailer with a .ie domain. David Curtin, CEO of .ie, which manages the country domain registrations for Ireland, joins us now to discuss their research. David, are all .ie domain names Irish companies? Are they based here? Or is it also applicable to some companies who want to do business in Ireland?
Yes, it's all of those. About 11% of the database of .ie domain names are international registrants, but the vast majority are Irish businesses, individuals, communities, towns. And that's part of our purpose, I guess. We want Ireland to thrive online, and we're very conscious that we want to make .ie secure for business, but also safe for consumers to shop online.
Okay. Now, despite research showing people prefer to shop on websites, the likes of Facebook, Instagram and TikTok Shop, they're all increasing in popularity. So what should people be looking out for on these platforms?
So what they need to be careful of is that identity is not verified, you know, on social media websites, on social media platforms, as we know. So just need to be careful that you know who you're dealing with online and that you have done your own due diligence. And our survey comes out, you know, very strongly indicating that consumers need to be careful about knowing who they're shopping with online. And it's interesting, we did ask that question about who's responsible, and the answers are interesting. 23% say that it's the shopper who's responsible, and then about 20% say the regulators have a role, and even some say just under 20% say that the banks and the payment platforms have a role as well.
So a bit of a spread there.
It's a spread.
Now, following on from the CCPC's research yesterday that almost 2/3 of shoppers don't trust sale prices, what does your research show in terms of what is driving people's purchasing decisions?
So what's really driving, the most important issue that's driving their decisions is that they do reviews online, but they also check out recommendations from family and friends. And those are the things that give them that confidence then to shop online. On social, our findings are that they do their research, perhaps on social, but then they look to complete the purchase on the website. And there they're really looking at price is the main driver of their behaviour, but also speed of delivery and then trust in who is selling the product.
So over 1 in 5 Irish people have been a victim of an online scam when shopping, and the banks themselves have launched campaigns recently around investment scams. But what should people be careful of when they're shopping online for Christmas?
Well, first of all, it's the old advice, you know, if the offer seems like it's too good to be true, then it generally is. So we say beware of these discounts coming to your email, you know, that are unprompted. Be really careful of that. Check out who's behind the offer. Do your research. And our survey is showing that if you check out with family and friends, then that's a safer way to complete the purchase.
And the report found 1 in 5 say that AI recommendations influence their shopping decisions. Is this a new thing?
It certainly is a new thing, yes. AI is new for everybody. And what's interesting is that you see the search platforms merging, if you like, with AI advice. But what the survey says is that the purchasers do not trust influencers, believe it or not. Only 1% said they trust influencers, and they don't necessarily trust the recommendations of the AI platforms yet. So I think that has still to emerge.
Okay, David Curtin, CEO of .ie, thanks for joining us this morning. I'll have more business in the next hour.